For the new year, I really want to make sure that sauning is a big part of my wellness routine, and that's where I'm thrilled to bring in Boncharge. Boncharge is a holistic wellness brand with a huge range of evidence-based products to optimize your life in every way. Founded on science and inspired by nature, all Boncharge products adapt ancestral ways of living in our modern-day world. Their extensive range of premium wellness products help you sleep better, perform better, and have more energy, recover faster, balance hormones, reduce inflammation. The list really is endless. If you're interested, go to boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15%. That's boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15% off on your purchase. That's boncharge.com/manifest. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. So don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more that you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of the show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/manifest. Just go to Indeed.com/manifest right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/manifest. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of Manifest with Tori DeSimone. I'm your host, Tori DeSimone, and today we are talking about doing things that you love and that make you feel good regardless of what others say, what the trends are, what we hear, the influence from others. Because let's be honest, it can be really freaking confusing. And I talk about this quite a lot on this show, how my life and my journey with food and my like relationship with my body and all that sort of stuff really changed once I just decided to stop listening to everything that was constantly being thrown at me through whether it's podcasts or articles or TikTokers, because everyone is an expert these days and everyone is a registered dietitian and nutritionist with the secret that will make everything better. And, you know, what I'm getting at is we just constantly have so much information thrown at us. And once I decided to block out the noise and unlearn everything and stop listening to everything, I learned what makes me feel best, not just with food and with workouts, but also just like with life. Do what makes you feel good is essentially what I'm getting at and what we're going to be talking about today. I'm excited to talk about that. I do need to say one thing though before we get into today's episode, and that is the fact that Jack Harlow's album came out today. I don't even remember what it's called. Let me look that up. I should have came prepared. His new album, Come Home, The Kids Miss You, came out today. I'm recording this on May 7th. And I just have to say, if anyone listening to this is one of the girls that Jack Harlow is like rapping about, I am so sorry. Like, it just sounds absolutely exhausting to be involved with him and to date him at all. The way he talks about girls in his album, it's like he has, I don't know, a million of them. And every song is about a different girl, but then he'll say like in each song that they're his favorite girl, but then his little secret one is like, you're really my girl. But then like songs to follow, he's talking about all these other girls. So I just have to say, it sounds absolutely exhausting to be one of Jack Harlow's girls. Am I jealous? Yeah, but actually not really, because the torture that this man must put these girls through, I really feel for them. I really feel for them. There should be like a Jack Harlow support group for these girls, because I just imagine him doing serious damage to them. So I'm thinking of you. He literally has a song called Dua Lipa. And I also have theories about who some of the other girls are about because I follow Dumois, of course. And they talk a lot about like Jack Harlow's hookups on there. So I have some theories. I also have some theories about who they're about that weren't on Dumois. Like side piece, I really want to figure out. I mean, not side piece, Little Secret. I really want to know who Little Secret's about. But I have a couple of theories. Anyway, just want to say to all the girls out there that are involved with Jack Harlow, I hope you're doing well. And you guys should absolutely start a support group with one another. It just sounds so hard to be one of his girls. So good luck. Good luck to all of you. I wonder if one of these songs are about Tana Mojo. Does anyone think that? For some reason, I thought of her in like a couple of these songs. I'm like, what if it's about her? Even though he said multiple times that he likes brunettes. Interesting, right? Anyway, I had to talk about that because it's been on my mind since I listened to this album. I was listening to this album on the way home from the shore. I was down at the beach this week to set up the studio because it's almost time to open again, which is so crazy. So it's almost time to be opened. And yeah, I was driving home this morning listening to the album and was just like going through a rush of emotions that I can't even imagine what those girls must go through. So thinking of them, sending them good vibes. If anyone has insight, please hit my DMs and I will share them on my story. Thank you so much. Okay. Let's talk about this topic that I'm excited to dive into today. Do what makes you feel good. I also feel like this is going to be somewhat of a shorter episode. One, because I actually don't have a lot of time to record today. I'm like fitting this in between a million other things. So that's a big reason why this episode is short. And number two, because I feel like this topic is very cut to the chase and it's been something that's been on my mind lately and something that I've also been talking to my friends about. And I'm excited to talk to you guys about it because my friends agree and also have good insight on this topic. So I'll kind of share what they've been saying to me as well. Okay. Let's first talk about like trends and specifically TikTok. The trend cycle that is happening on TikTok is just so wild. I don't even have TikTok yet. I can see the trend cycle just going so crazy. Let's first start with clothes. If you try to constantly keep up with the clothing trends that we see on TikTok or on Instagram, or the idea that like you take a picture or you put on an outfit just for the picture and then never wear it again. A good example, I went out to the Phillies game on Tuesday and I just wore like a red Stride sweatshirt that I had and a pair of jeans and like a Nike hat. And when I was at this game, there was this one girl specifically who I like walked by and it was a pretty cold night. But she was wearing like a Phillies jersey with a bandeau top, short shorts and cowgirl boots and like this beautiful long curled hair, the little sunglasses, the little bag. Like she looked so freaking cute. But it like she's a total product of Instagram and of TikTok. Now, again, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with what she's wearing. Like I said, I thought she looked super, super cute. But looking at her, I could tell like she's a TikTok girly. She's an Instagram girly. And she probably wore this to take a cute photo in this outfit. And while there's nothing wrong with that, it just shows how influential social media is, especially with the trends and especially with clothing, to wear like this very unpractical outfit to a cold sporting event. You know what I mean? Like it was cold that night and like I was in a sweatshirt and jeans and I was freezing and like looking at this girl, I'm like, I don't know how she's doing this. Like she must be so cold. So keeping up with these clothing trends is so difficult to do, especially because the consumption of these fast fashion trends is like so crazy. What I'm seeing a lot is that people will just buy clothes for a photo, take a photo, and then never wear that outfit again. Or if they do, they just don't take a picture in it. For the new year, I really want to make sure that sauning is a big part of my wellness routine, and that's where I'm thrilled to bring in Boncharge. Boncharge is a holistic wellness brand with a huge range of evidence-based products to optimize your life in every way. Founded on science and inspired by nature, all Bondcharge products adapt ancestral ways of living in our modern day world. Their extensive range of premium wellness products help you sleep better, perform better, and have more energy, recover faster, balance hormones, reduce inflammation. The list really is endless. So from blue light glasses, sterilite therapy, to EMF management and circadian friendly lighting, Bondcharge products help you naturally address the issues of our modern day way of life effortlessly with maximum impact. One of my favorite products from Bondcharge is their infrared sauna blanket. I loved sauning and I have for a really long time, but the problem is I always have to go to the gym and a lot of times I want a sauna at night when I'm cozy at home. I just don't want to leave. That's why using the infrared sauna blanket at home has been so amazing. This is a really great way to ease stress and unwind at the end of the day. It's also really good to detoxify and it promotes lower inflammation in the body, which is really, really huge. What's also really cool is that because this is a blanket, your head is out of it. So it's honestly, I find it's easier to stay in this longer. And because my head is out of it, I'm able to like read a little bit longer and my body still gets all the good benefits that I get while being in the sauna blanket. It's really easy to set up and it's also really easy to clean. It takes less than a minute to set up. It heats up really quickly and I can enjoy like a 30-40 minute session in the sauna blanket while I'm relaxing, reading, watching TV, meditating. While if I'm in the sauna, I can really only stay in it for like 15 minutes because it gets so hot and uncomfortable, but because my head's out, I'm able to stay in it longer, but I still get all the benefits of it. I just feel so much more relaxed after my sessions. I just feel really, really good. And I just love ending my night with a sauna. Bondcharge ships worldwide in rapid time. They have free shipping on every sauna blanket. They also have easy returns and exchanges, and they have a 12-month warranty. If you're interested, go to bondcharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15%. That's bondcharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15% off on your purchase. That's bondcharge.com/manifest. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. So don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. So ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree that Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things that I love about Indeed is that I've been able to use it for all of my businesses across the last few years, and it's been really amazing. What I love the most is that I'm able to put down like exactly what it is that I want on Indeed, and the candidates that match that get sent right to me. And then the hard part actually becomes narrowing down which ones are the best for me because they all are exactly what I'm looking for. And then it really just comes down to like, which do I vibe with the best? And that's honestly pretty hard to choose from. But Indeed makes it really easy for me to find really good quality candidates that find exactly what I'm looking for instantly. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more that you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of the show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/manifest. Just go to Indeed.com/manifest right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/manifest. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. I truly cannot imagine having a closet full of clothes that are a bunch of outfits as opposed to a wardrobe. I rewear my clothes all the time. Maybe it's because I'm not like a fashion influencer, so it's a little bit different. But I've learned that me wearing like low-rise baggy jeans and like a super cropped shirt with my stomach out is not something that I feel good in. Even though it's super cute and super trendy, I just don't feel my best in it. And when you don't feel your best in something that you're wearing, you're not going to exude the confidence that an outfit needs to have. And I really think what makes an outfit the best is when you're confident in your outfit and when you love what you're wearing. My best friend Katie Brennan said this line the other day and I loved it. She said, personal style is always gonna be in. And it's so true. When you love what you're wearing and you love the clothes that you have on, it's always gonna make you feel good and that is always going to be in. Tonight I have a graduation dinner and I could have like purchased, you know, just like a little dress for this graduation dinner, but I have some dresses in my closet that I love, all of which I've worn before, all of which I've posted in before, but I really love them and I feel really good in those dresses, so I'm going to wear them again. Are they necessarily on trend? No. Am I going to like spice them up with like little trendy accessories, like a little micro bag? Probably, but the actual pieces of clothing itself, I would not say is like the trendiest thing or like the most on trend. But then again, who are the people deciding the trends? Is it all these girls on TikTok that we're seeing, or are we taking inspiration from shows, or are designers taking inspiration from TikTok? Like, who establishes these trends? And I just keep talking back to the idea that like trends only work if you're confident in them and if you love what you're wearing. So when you go shopping or you're picking out an outfit, even if it's not quote unquote trendy, and if your friends don't think like, oh my God, that's not the best outfit I've like ever seen, or whatever comes to your mind, just know that if you're happy in what you're wearing, that's always going to, I guess the word I'm looking for is like, it's always just going to be better than if you were to be quote unquote on trend and trendy. Because every time I've tried to dress trendy, I just felt like an idiot, if I'm being totally honest, and I never like what I'm wearing. And I'm also not the girly to like dress up just to take a picture for Instagram and then like change and go on my day. You know what I mean? That happens a lot too. Like we saw a lot this year with like Coachella and Stagecoach, like girls would take pictures at like their Airbnbs and then they would go to Coachella or Stagecoach in an entirely different outfit, which makes sense because you want to be really, you know, comfy at these festivals and you do have to dress smart for these festivals. But at the same time, wouldn't you like to see what people are actually wearing to these festivals? Like if I, a consumer of this content, went to Coachella for the first time next year and I see all these influencers wearing like these teeny tiny skirts, but then I actually see that when they go to the festival, they change into like baggy shorts because that's most comfortable. I would want to know, like, change into baggy shorts and I'm just going to wear that instead and just be comfortable the whole time. So I understand why like the trend is to dress up and then change. Like I get that, but we also, we just see it a lot is what I'm saying. So end of the day, when you're picking out an outfit, you're going shopping, whatever it is, just put on what makes you feel your best regardless of the trends, because it really doesn't matter. Another thing is makeup. We are seeing a huge shift in makeup from the 2016 era to the 2022 era of makeup. And I saw this, I don't have TikTok, so I go on Instagram Reels, and I saw this Instagram Reel the other day that was like, how to transform your 2016 makeup to 2022 makeup. And it was like, use this tinted moisturizer, use this concealer, use this cream blush, use this cream bronzer, use this cream highlight, use this mascara, use this faux freckle dot, or like use this, that, and the other thing. And then it was like, ditch the winged eyeliner, ditch this, ditch that, ditch the baking, ditch the bright under eye concealer, ditch the heavy contour. And it's like, you know what? Sure, the quote unquote 2016 makeup is quote unquote out of trend. But I saw so many comments on that video be like, I still do my makeup like 2016. And you know what? I do too sometimes. And it makes me feel great when I do like light makeup on days that, you know, maybe I want like a little bit more makeup, but I want to be quote unquote on trend, I always end up hating my makeup and hating how I look. But when I do what I feel my best in, I always love how I look. And then I exude the confidence that comes with it. And the best makeup you'll ever wear is confidence. So just because like this natural makeup is on trend, if that's not what makes you feel good that day, and remember, it can change day to day. You're allowed to change your mind. You're allowed to change what makes you feel good from day to day. Then don't do it. Just because the trend is XYZ does not mean you have to follow it. And also the trend cycles are just so crazy fast. The 2016 makeup is going to be back in like 5 years. And oh, another thing is like right now, thin eyebrows are coming in. Like Sydney Carlson just tweezed her eyebrows. Pamela Anderson is like making her whole comeback in the trend cycle right now. And especially I think the show on Netflix helped like really excel that. And while I love the look of thin eyebrows personally, I just don't think it's a trend that I can do. Well, one, because my eyebrows are microbladed, but also two, I just think like I had thin eyebrows at one point and it just did not really look good on me. But just because the trend is like changing to something else doesn't mean that you have to do it. Another trend that's like on the total opposite end of the spectrum of the thin eyebrows are like those super fluffy eyebrows. I personally can't stand the look of them on some people. Like if you love them and that's what makes you feel good, wear it. But it's not my personal cup of tea. Like I love like a nice thick brow, but when it like sticks straight up, I don't know. I just think it looks like very, I wouldn't do it on me personally. Like I see some girls and it looks really great on them. And I see other girls, I'm like, I wish I could just like lay the tops of your eyebrows down. But what I'm getting at is if it makes them feel good, they walk around so much more confident and that shows. And that's what I love to see is the confidence that comes with doing what makes you feel good. The clothes you wear, the makeup you wear, the trends you follow, the trends you don't follow. Just doing what makes you feel good. Another big trend that we're seeing are like the big blowout hairstyles and bangs. I totally tried bangs and I just could not style them every day. When I did style them, they looked amazing, but they were also incredibly impractical because I wear my hair back a lot. I like to sweat. I work out. So like, I don't really want bangs on my face. Plus I don't really style my hair every day. So for me, they are impractical. And that's just something else you have to think about when it comes to trends. Like sure, just having one length hair isn't necessarily like quote unquote trendy right now, but it makes me feel best. So you guys know what I'm going to say. Do what makes you feel good, regardless of the trends, regardless of the trend cycle. It is your decision and your confidence at the end of the day that always will carry an outfit, a makeup style, a hairstyle, whatever it might be. Oh, another trend is like the Dyson Airwrap, a $600 hair dryer that you will use for a trend of this big blowout trend that's going on right now. And if that's not something that you love, then don't do it. You don't need it just because you see other people using it. Do you get what I'm saying? It's going to be a trend that comes and goes. So don't feel like you need to use it just because you're seeing other people do it. Okay. Another thing, let's switch this totally different directions to workouts.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
I was listening to The Skinny Confidential with Dr. Huberman on my way home from the shore just now, and he was talking about optimal workouts. And 2 years ago, I would have taken this and like totally run with it and like changed my whole lifestyle and like workout career, and then I would have spiraled and it wouldn't have been good for me. But he was explaining an optimal workout plan that he's been doing for 30 years, which is incredibly impressive to be able to stay consistent with something for 30 years. And I really applaud him for that. What he recommended was doing every other day of 50 to 60 minute weightlifting. And then every other day of that doing zone 2 cardio. And then one day a week or a couple times a month do mile repeats / max heart rate workout for like 5 to 10 minutes. And while this is really great advice and clearly it's very sustainable and he can stay consistent with this considering he's been doing it for 30 years, I hate weightlifting, and that's something that I learned. And even though it's a great workout and it's something that a lot of people love and find joy and find passion in, if I were to do weightlifting every other day for 30 years, first of all, I wouldn't even get to a month of it because I would just be so bored out of my mind. To me, you need to find something that works for you, and you need to find something that makes you feel good. For me, weightlifting is just not it. Like when I listen to that, I won't lie. I was like, okay, maybe I can start weightlifting again. And then he said the whole 30-year thing. I'm like, see, that's the ticket. This is a lifestyle, and I can't do a lifestyle that I resent and that I don't enjoy for 30 years of my life. I need to do something that I enjoy, and that can change. In 5 years, it might be weightlifting, and I'm going to listen back on this episode and be like, girl, you had no idea how much you're going to love it. It might change, but for right now in my season of life, it is absolutely not weightlifting. It's Pilates. It's Pilates. And then the zone 2 cardio for me, I love cardio. So that's either spin or walking or running for me. I really love those three workouts. I definitely want to start incorporating yoga as well, but I just did a whole episode on my wellness and workout and nutrition routine if you guys want to listen to that. Just because a doctor is saying, like, on a podcast, not like your doctor, but like just because a very educated doctor who is, I look up to, respect, is saying like, this is optimal, doesn't mean it's going to be right for me. It works for him and thank God. But to me, it would not make me feel my best and I would be very bored at it. So it's not something that I can do. It's not going to be sustainable for me. Do what makes you feel good. Another thing with routines. I love the girlies with the 4-hour morning long morning routine. And don't get me wrong, like at one point, that was also my season of life. Like pre-COVID, I was waking up at 4 a.m., girl, and I was going to the gym. I was getting my lift on. I was like doing all the things that you're supposed to be doing. I was doing all the things. And I was like thriving in that stage of my life. And I look back on that with the fondest memories, and maybe one day I'll get back to that. But for now, in my current season of life, I just need something that is quick and something that is consistent and something that I can stick to every single day to jumpstart my day. A routine that I can rely on, whether I'm home, whether I'm at the beach, whether I'm on vacation, that I can rely on and know that it's going to set me up for success or productivity, or a day of rest, whatever that day is in store. I know I can start my day by feeling like I've already accomplished something great. And yes, while you might hear, this is what the 5 a.m. morning crew does, this is what the most successful people of the world do, this is how you should start your day, While all those points are probably very good and very true, if it's not going to make me feel my best, it's not going to be consistent to me. It's going to be a no for me, if I'm being honest. You need to do something that makes you feel good. So if that means waking up first thing in the morning and making hot lemon water, or doing your workout at night, or morning pages, or meditating in the middle of the day rather than when you first wake up, that's just what it's going to have to be, because that's what makes you feel good and what makes you feel your best. The 10-step like morning routine, I just can't subscribe to it right now. It's just not the thing for me. But a 4-step routine of 4 things that I can do every single day, it's a big yes for me. So at the end of the day, and what I'm getting at is that you just need to do what makes you feel good, what's going to be sustainable for you. And I encourage you to explore this in every avenue of your life. Are you at a certain age where you feel like you should be with someone, but are you maybe not ready to settle down, or you haven't met the right person yet? Do what makes you feel good. If you're enjoying being single, who cares if you're at the age where you should be with someone or you should be thinking about settling down? If you're loving where you're at in your life, then take that and run with it. Do what makes you feel good, regardless of the outside opinions, regardless of the influence that we see, the influx of knowledge that we constantly get thrown at us every single day. Your life in the real world outside of the internet is something that needs to make you feel good, because at the end of the day, without social media, without Instagram, without TikTok, without your phone, who are you when you lay your head down on the pillow? Are you living a life that makes you feel good, or are you living a life to keep up with the trends? Are you living a life to keep up a good image? Are you living a life that you are living in hopes to make other people proud of you? Or are you living for yourself? You got to do what makes you feel good, and that's going to be sustainable and the secret to happiness along the way. Guys, I know this was a short episode, but like I said, I was squeezing it in between a bunch of different things, and I do have to head out to therapy right now. So I am going to end this episode here. I would love to hear a couple key components in your life that make you feel good. And next week, I promise I will have a longer episode to make up for this week's shorter episode. But I truly appreciate you guys, and I can't wait to talk to you guys next week. Like I said, let me know the top 5 things in your life that make you feel good, regardless of the influx of knowledge and influence that we get from others in our lives or that we see and consume on social media. Guys, I hope you have a wonderful week. Have a wonderful Monday, and I can't wait to talk to you guys next week. Bye, guys.